Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Tragedy on the subway just after midnight near Penn Station. A man fatally stabbed on a northbound number 2 train.
The police think the victim might have been sleeping when he was attacked. It was aboard a northbound number 2 train just as it was pulling into Penn Station. A man from another car walked in, saw his victim, and without provocation, the police say the man was stabbed right in his neck. When the train doors opened, the killer fled. But the police say Penn Station is one of those places with plenty of cameras, so they feel certain they will find the killer. As for the victim, he died at Bellevue Hospital. The police know who he is. He's been arrested in the past for domestic incidents and possible turnstile jumping. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds News.
Police have released a photo of the suspect, which is posted on our website at 1010winds.com. And the MTA has issued a statement saying, quote, "This is an absolutely horrible crime. We are working with the NYPD and will do everything possible to cooperate with their search for this perpetrator and help make sure our subways are safe." Come tomorrow, former Trump attorney Michael Cohen will be released from his house arrest. It's 3 years since he pleaded guilty to tax evasion and campaign finance law violations. He appeared on the CBS News podcast, America Changed Forever.
I am done Sunday night. Monday, first thing in the morning, I will be taking myself down to 500 Pearl Street, where I will be bringing my release papers to, I'm not 100% sure which floor, having them executed, and then I am released.
He's been under house arrest for 18 months in Manhattan after being released from prison in Otisville, upstate, because of COVID concerns. When sentenced in 2018, Cohen said that his, quote, blind loyalty to the former president, again quoting here, led me to choose a path of darkness over light. He called his 18 months in home confinement very difficult. The Long Island Congressman Tom Suozzi become one of Eric Adams' deputy mayors. The mayor-elect mentioned the possibility at a news conference in Middle Village, Queens yesterday, with Suozzi in attendance.
I'm also joined by Congressman Tom Suozzi. I reached out to him as well. Somehow I'm trying to convince him to be a deputy mayor in my administration.
Suozzi is an attorney and certified public accountant. He served as Nassau County executive from 2002 to 2009.
I'm very proud that the mayor's been soliciting me.
And Suozzi added in a statement that, quote, "It's a testament to our great friendship." And he added, "There's lots to think about over Thanksgiving." They've become part of the city, outdoor dining huts in this time of COVID. About 5 weeks ago, Mayor de Blasio announced a crackdown on unused dining sheds. The New York Post reports the Department of Transportation said 30 abandoned or non-compliant dining huts had been removed as of Friday, not much more than when the mayor made the announcement. The DOT is saying it's trying to make restaurants comply with the rules before removing the outdoor sheds. And a brutal story of a homeless man being set on fire while sleeping inside a Manhattan stairwell. The New York Post reporting an attacker at the Samuel Gompers house on the Lower East Side lit a homeless man's left leg on fire on November 5th. Video obtained by the Post shows the suspect fleeing and a second man walking over and then by the victim. The body was soon engulfed in flames. The victim died this past Thursday. Suspect is under arrest, 27-year-old Nathaniel Terry. Police say he lives in the building. He faces a number of charges, including attempted murder. The incident is now ruled a homicide. Different views about a couple of men's shelters proposed for the Washington Square area of the Bronx. Close to 30 residents raised concerns yesterday, worrying about the safety of their children and accusing the city of disregard for working-class families and local small businesses. The Department of Homeless Services calls the new homeless shelters, quote, high-quality, borough-based facilities that will help people get back on their feet in their local areas. One is proposed for the 1300 block of Blondell Avenue that would open in 2023. The other is slated for Poplar Street across from a child development school. The hoped-for opening day there is December 2022. Many of us are getting ready to hit the road, which means gassing up the car and experiencing more than a little bit of pain. and sticker shock.
AAA says gas prices have dropped a bit, but just a penny from last week, not going to help you that much. National average still at $3.41 a gallon. If you're planning to rent a car, average price per day has gone up 66% since last year alone. Most expensive markets, New York City, of course, $1.35 a day.
In this circumstance, it's not best to be number one. AAA estimates that 53.4 million people will be traveling for Thanksgiving, up 13% from last year, and 90% of those people will be traveling on the roads. This Tuesday is the 36th annual Hungerthon fundraiser. Odyssey, 1010 Wins parent company, is one of the partners for Hungerthon. Hungerthon is the creation of the nonprofit Why Hunger, originally known as World Hunger Year. Michelle Lefkowitz is with the Center of Food Action.
During the pandemic, we saw an incredible increase in the number of clients that we were seeing. In 2020, we served 122,000 food packages, which was twice the number that we served in 2019.
To get more information on Hungerthon, how to donate, and also the items you can bid on, go to hungerthon.org. Why Hunger, or it was as it was originally known, World Hunger Year, was founded in 1975 by Bill Ayers and the late Harry Chapin.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.